We'll have to ask you to hold just for a moment. We're unable to receive your transmission. Hold.
Tim and Juno, this is Barbara Anchorage.
Yes, go ahead, please.
Did you hear the interference?
Yes, I heard the tones. I was just about to lift the handset here and put a call in on it. I don't know if somebody left the line or just what the problem was. Tom in Chicago, do you have any information you can tell us about that strange noise?
Tim, this is Tom. That noise seemed to be coming from your end someplace. We were receiving the sound also.
Okay, thank you. We'll continue, and if that does happen, I appreciate you calling
Alaska. Sure will. Go ahead.
So, Donna, would you please continue with your testimony?
Were you reading the initial children?
Initially we were, and then we got your testimony about it.
Well, under the circumstances, I don't know how much of what I've already said you were.
We heard about your background.
Hi. I wanted to say then further was that I became a associated initially with HSA's participating in the Health Prevention Task Force and have been now a board member of the South Central Health Planning and Development as a provider representative since 1960, or if I say different, 78. I feel quite strongly that HSAs are in place, and to allow them to become defunct and then at some later date reestablish another agency to do the needed task is very costly. I think that HSAs need to survive to assist the State Office of Health Planning and check and if nothing else, the solid and timely data that they provide that they make possible for planning to be possible. I think that HSAs provide the expertise in cost containment and health promotion, and of course we definitely need that. With the current emphasis on the need for human services, especially in rural Alaska, the technical assistance that is provided by the expertise that staff has, I think is something we cannot go backwards with. I have been involved in many of the human services areas, mental health, care, centers for youth, women's units such as IP, if someone talked about the battered women and so on. I have seen a lot of the need, and I think HSAs are the cohesive and all-together agencies that we definitely need. I would encourage more funding than this to provide in this bill. Any questions over there?
No, thank you very much for standing by.
Thank you.
I believe we have two witnesses to hear from in Fairbanks, Joanne Bernier and Ruth Lister.
That's correct, Senator. Joanne is here.
Good afternoon. My name is Joanne Bernier from the Fairbanks Native Association. My comments are very brief. I just wanted to speak in support of SB 334. I think it's really apparent that nationally and statewide resources available for health services development to maintain existing services is diminishing. And on the other hand, the demand for healthcare for healthcare services is really increasing. Healthcare planning, careful healthcare planning, and use of valid data and rely on local community input will be certainly helpful in kind of meeting the gap between diminishing resources and increased need. I think that it's been demonstrated in the state that healthcare planning has helped to coordinate service development, and there's been a lot of support for that kind of an approach to service development statewide. I certainly hope that you and the other legislators will support the maintenance of this network of health planning entities. Thank you.
Thank you. And Ruth Lister?
Yes, this is Ruth Lister from Women in Crisis in Fairbanks, and I also wanted to just briefly support SB 334. I think it's an experience of all the smaller nonprofits that it's difficult, if not impossible, for
Anyone else who wants to mention that? If not, we'll close the hearing.